Good morning and welcome to Morning Motivation, 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Lossie Williams, and our breakfast consists of praise, word, and powerful prayer. This morning, we're going to be focusing on scripture from Jeremiah 29:11, and our focus is God has greatness in store for you. God has greatness in store for you. While you're going ahead and getting your Bibles to turn to that scripture, again, it's Jeremiah 29:11. I want you to also make sure that you're preparing your environment on this morning to receive from God. Make sure the television's not running and there are no distractions within your atmosphere. Because when we come together with morning motivation, it's to start the day off right so that it even ends right. We're giving God 15 minutes of our day to help establish a lifetime of victorious living. Let's go to our word today, and I thank everyone who's calling in and tuning in. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, and it reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God wants to move us forward to greatness in every area of our lives. He has plans to supernaturally prosper us in accordance with his divine purpose. Whether it's physically, psychologically, financially, emotionally, health-wise, or relational, God has plans of success for you. He wants you to live your best you in every area, every genre of your life. But the delay in receiving that greatness is not God. The delay is us, because we refuse to give to God the necessary time for collaboration to hear the plan, to discuss the plan, to receive the plan, which means we are precluded from being able to effectively work his plan for our lives. Instead, we allow distractions to come in and hinder our ability to move forward to greatness. Distractions of social media. Some of us are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I don't know all of them, but you know, multiple times a day, every day. We wake up in the mornings and we just cannot even go forward without logging onto social media. It's like coffee or caffeine. We're addicted to it. We need it. Some of us, on the weekends, we have no time for church or God because it's football season and there's college football on Saturdays and NFL on Sundays. How dare you ask me to go to church to hear some instruction? And if I do go, I better be in and out within an hour. These are hindrances to receiving and exercising on a daily basis God's plan and his desire that we just read in Jeremiah 29:11 to prosper us. For others, there are many other distractions. Some may be reality TV. Sometimes it's just hanging out with friends. Other times it may even be our significant others, you know, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, or our mates. But the problem is God has greatness in store. God has success. God has plans for us. and we are the delay in receiving them. God says, I want some precedence. I want some priority time in your lives because I got this blueprint here. I'm the architect, the master architect. I want to roll this plan out and show you where I'm taking you divinely, how I am ordering your steps, how I am leading you to greatness, purposing every area of your life, rebuking the devourer, making a way. I got plans for you. Listen, God wants success for you. He has taken the time to personally design a plan just for you before you were even conceived. God knew you. He ordained you. Before you were even birthed, God anointed you, placed purpose and direction in your life. Before you could even talk, God had placed success in your future. God wants to prosper you. He said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and the future in Jeremiah 29:11. But how can he give it to you when you won't even take the time to meet with him? Today's task, as part of our morning motivation, which is also part of our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge. We're counting down the last 100 days of this year. Today is day 50. Can you believe it? Halfway through the challenge and only 50 days left in this year. So today's task is spend time with God. Set aside distraction-free time with him daily. Now, the amount of time is up to you. It doesn't have to be 1 hour or 2 hours because that's what someone else does. It needs to be quality time where you can truly be focused on nothing but the Lord. And if you're married or have children, make sure there's also time set aside for the family that's distraction-free and only focused on the Lord. Make it a time of actually praying and listening to God for his guidance to you. Don't make it a time of just asking. God is not a sugar daddy. God is not a pimp. God is not Santa Claus. God wants relationship. Praise the Lord. Now we're about to go into prayer. I want you to begin again to just fill the atmosphere with praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now remember that your lines are muted. No one can hear you. I can't hear you. This is just time between you and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So begin to thank him. This is your morning motivation. It's your godly breakfast for your soul. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Begin to praise him. Clap your hands. Honor him. You're in your secret prayer closet this morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, God. You're worthy, Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning. We come in the name of Jesus, asking the forgiveness of every sin, asking, Lord, that you would even right now begin to bless us, motivate us, rejuvenate us, refresh us, anoint us, Lord God, with your presence. Fill the room, wherever we may be, Lord God, with your power, your anointing, and your angels. Oh, Lord, we're excited already. We're motivated already this morning, God, because we know that we're in the presence of sovereignty, of royalty, of the most high God. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, we ask forgiveness of every sin. We ask, Lord, that you would begin even now to anoint our day. We come standing on today's word that you have plans for us, Lord, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans for a hope in our future, too. And Lord, we come submitting our lives to you this morning, submitting our will to you this morning, submitting our minds to you, God, our bodies to you, our hands to you, Lord, submitting our businesses to you, submitting our families to you, Lord God, our health to you, our finances to you, our emotional stability, our mental health. God, we come submitting our friends to you, Lord God. We come submitting our leaders to you, this whole world to you, God. Because you got plans for us. And Lord, this morning we ask that we would learn or make the dedication right now to spend time with you daily, Lord. That we would understand that you are a jealous God. You have no other gods before you. That everything has to be subjugated to you. It has to take second place to you, God. Because you want to move in our lives by your spirit. You want to open doors that no man can shut. You want to bless us exceeding abundantly, God. You want to come in and you want to rebuke the devourer. You want to come in. You want to heal our infirmities. You want to come in. You want to elevate us career-wise. You want to come in. You want to bless us in every area of our lives. You want to come in. You want to come in and rescue our marriages, rescue our children, relieve us from debt, relieve us from depression. You want to come in and restore our joy. You want to give us a peace that passes all understanding. You want, Lord God, for us to be happy again. Get our happy back. Get our joy back. Get our love back for you. You want, Lord God, for us to be lights. Hallelujah. Shining. Sitting on a hill. You want us to be witnesses. You want us to be soul winners. Lord God, you want us to be people who are prayer warriors and intercessors, able to break the bonds of sin. You want victory in our lives. So, Lord, we repent of having put other things before you. We repent of having put other gods before you. We repent, Lord God, of all of those things that we have implemented that have delayed our blessings, delayed our abilities to move forward. And God, this day, we claim that we receive, we receive that greatness that you have in store for us. And from this day forward, every day, we'll dedicate some time to you. Hallelujah. Did you receive it? Come on and praise God. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, in your home, in your car, on your job, wherever you are, you may not can even call out, you know, vocally because you may be at work, but even in your soul, you can begin to say, thank you, Jesus. I receive it. I praise you. I give you everything today, Lord. I receive your greatness. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in with me to our 15-minute morning motivation, where it's godly food for your soul. Every morning, Monday through Friday, I'm serving breakfast, praise, word, and prayer. It's at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, 5:30 a.m. Central. It's only 15 minutes, but it's 15 minutes a day to change a lifetime to victorious living. Start your day off right with me. I'm Evangelist Rossi Williams. You can learn more about me on my website at feelthefire.com. That's www.feelfire.com. Go get your blessing today. Morning motivation. It's your time.